Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, lower 60s, winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, we'll see highs in the mid-90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 70s. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, hot, upper 90s, and Labor Day will continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Friday. Three hit-and-run accidents in the city of Wichita in about as many days. Wichita police say a 56-year-old man died after he was hit by a vehicle that didn't stop. Harold Long was crossing a street Wednesday night when he was struck. The vehicle involved is believed to be a dark-colored Chevy Tahoe. The city had two other hit-and-run reports this week that were non-fatalities. A woman was hit by a car Monday evening, and a bicyclist was struck by a vehicle early Wednesday morning. Hundreds now quarantined at several Kansas universities as a growing number of students test positive for the coronavirus heading into a holiday weekend. At Pittsburgh State, 600 students in quarantine. Emporia State said Wednesday that all athletic activities were temporarily suspended. KU's number of positive cases has grown to 546, and at Benedictine College in Atchison, county health officials want to put all of the school's 2,000 students in quarantine for 14 days. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Tyson Foods says it's planning to open medical clinics at several of its U.S. plants to improve the health of its workers and better protect them from coronavirus. The Springdale, Arkansas-based company, which processes about 20% of all beef, pork, and chicken in the U.S., said yesterday its plan to open the clinics was in the works before the coronavirus struck. Tyson says it would initially set up clinics near seven of its plants, including Storm Lake, Iowa, and Holcomb, Kansas, in a pilot program. Tyson joins a long list of companies that have clinics on or near their work sites. Spencer W. Finney Jr., the husband of the late Governor Joan Finney and the state's first gentleman, has died. He was 89. His daughter, Mary Holiday of Topeka, says her father died yesterday of natural causes at his home in Topeka. He had served as Kansas first gentleman from 1991 to 95 when his wife served a single term as the state's governor. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The University of Nebraska at Omaha has quarantined four of its sports teams after some athletes tested positive for the coronavirus, even as data shows the state approaching 400 COVID-19 deaths. The Omaha World Herald reports that UNO shut down workouts and quarantined members this week of its men's basketball, women's softball, men's baseball, and women's volleyball teams. That came after the results of 13 UNO athletes who were tested Friday came back positive. A 48-year-old Norfolk man must pay $1.5 million in restitution for a bank fraud scheme. Max Kant was sentenced this week to 1 year and a day in federal prison for bank fraud. He'll also serve 3 years of supervised release when he's released from prison. Prosecutors say Kant twice submitted fraudulent cattle purchase orders to Security National Bank, which persuaded the bank to extend his line of credit. Have a safe Labor Day weekend from the Mid-America Network.
Midwest Kia wants to extend the summer, so we've extended the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering rebates on all new Kias. You'll get up to $2,000 in extra incentives, giving you up to $10,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. $10,000 off. Plus, during the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, we'll buy your car. Midwest Kia has extended summer and the Midwest Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with up to $10,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima Soul, and Stingray through KMF with $1,333 per 1,000 finance. Example 2020 K900, stock number K8485. Expires September 8, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as Kansas high school teams kick off the football season Friday, at least one Twin Valley Lake school is forced to cancel their first three games of the season due to COVID-19. Blue Valley Randolph earlier this week announced their first two games with Donova West and Axtell would be suspended. Then Thursday, word was released, the Blue Valley game scheduled at Hanover week three of the season, September 18, will also be canceled. Palmer celebrates Labor Day with their annual community festival Monday. Activities begin Saturday with a 5K run walk beginning at 7:30 a.m. A gun show at Palmer Community Building is Saturday 9 to 4, and the softball tournament gets underway with a dance after the game Saturday evening featuring Big Time Grain Company. Sunday softball continues as well as a cornhole tourney with registration at 3:30. Monday activities include helicopter and carriage rides beginning at 9, a trap shoot and fishing tourney at 9. The car and tractor show runs 9 to 1, the craft show 9 to 2. An RC derby and cakewalk begin at 9:30, bingo starts at 10. The quarter carnival runs 10:30 to 1:30 with mystery fishing 10 until noon and bike races at 11. A fried chicken dinner at the Palmer Cafe Monday serves 11 to 1. Entertainment downtown runs all day as well as brats, burgers, and beer. A parade Monday afternoon in Palmer is scheduled at 2:30. The full schedule is on Facebook at The Palmer Hill.
The fourth annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day will be held on Friday. Marysville Community Foundation President Jeff Chris talks about what Pony Up Marysville is.
It's an opportunity for locals to donate and support their favorite organization. This year we have 41 funds or organizations that are participating in Pony Up Marysville Match Day. I'm also very excited to tell you that this year we have $61,500 in match money. Last year we had 34 organizations participate. Last year we had $40,000 in match money, so both of those are up, which we're very excited about.
If you are interested in donating, Jeff talks about how you can do so.
You can make a donation in person from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Helvering Center, or if you're unable to come down to the Helvering Center, you can make a donation online from 12:01 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. To make this donation, you need either a debit or credit card.
To donate online, go to the secured website, PonyUpMarysville.com. Due to the current COVID situation, Jeff Chris said for those who plan on going to the Helvering Center to donate, there are a few changes.
We are asking people to wear masks if they come down. We're asking them to enter the southwest door and then exit the northwest door.
While you have the ability to donate all day, Chris recommends that you do it as early as possible.
Any donation that we get that day will be accepted and put toward the organization or fund that you want to support. But any donations, $25 and greater, will be matched at a 50% rate. So if you donate $25 and there's still match money available, that organization will get $37.50. Now, I do mention that as it's available, the last 2 years, it's hard to tell exactly, but we ran out of match money around 11 o'clock. So we're strongly encouraging people to make sure that that group or organization gets that extra match money to get down there early. Again, we have more match money this year, so we hope we don't run out quite as soon, but also we have more participating. The maximum amount of match money available for each organization is $2,000.
For more information and a list of Pony Up participants, go to the website ponyupmarysville.com.
Rodney L. Eddington, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 9 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rodney Eddington.
Lee F. Wooler, age 92, of Waterville, passed away August 25th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Private family interment at the Sweet Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lee Wooler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, beans, coleslaw, whole wheat roll, and peaches. They are closed Monday. Tuesday, lasagna, garlic bread, green beans, apricots, and cake. KNDY News time is 7:15.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, looks like high pressure system across the central and east central parts of the Midwest as this frontal boundary continues to push into the southern southeastern parts of the United States. This high pressure system will linger overhead as we head into Saturday, continuing into Sunday across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing us some dry weather. Although some cool temperatures across the northern parts of the Midwest, we are going to see a warm up back into the 90s, it looks like, for the weekend and into the early parts of next week before another system moves in, bringing showers and thunderstorms, and then we're going to see well below average temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. And Sunday, sunny, highs in the upper 90s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September 86, recent record high 103 in 2000. The average low 62 and a record low of 50 set in 2006. Sunset this evening 7:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:57. 49 degrees in Marysville this morning. Chilly start, but sunny skies, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 4th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
They live to fight again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. No NBA team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit, and the defending champion Raptors escaped that fate. Kyle Lowry led all scorers with 31, but teammate OG Anunoby was the hero as time expired.
Lowry has it. 5-second count begins. Taco guarding the inbound. Lowry lobs it all the way across court. Anunoby gets it away from the game, and he got it!
On WBZ, Raptors win 104-103. They trail the series 2-1. Memphis Grizzlies guard Ja Morant was named Rookie of the Year with 99 out of 100 first-place votes. They needed two overtimes, and despite 22 more shots on goal than Philly, the Islanders were unable to put away the Flyers in Game 6. Flyers defenseman Ivan Provorov kept their season alive.
Here's the shot, they score! Ivan Provorov ends it!
On WPEN, 5-4 the final, Canucks rookie goalie Thatcher Demko stopped 48 shots, holding the Golden Knights scoreless, and defenseman Quinn Hughes with an assist and a goal.
Miller, left circle for Hughes with a slap shot. He scores! Quinn Hughes rips it off the post and in past Robin Leonard, his second of the playoffs.
On Sportsnet 650, 4-0 the tally. Hughes passed Colorado's Cale Makar for the most playoff points by a rookie defenseman with 16. The Clippers took over against the Nuggets in the second half. L.A. shot 57% from the field, and Kawhi Leonard scored 29 points.
Leonard, waiting for reinforcements, drives right, gets to the rim. Oh, he put it down with the right hand. Watch your head inside. Kawhi Leonard with reckless abandon.
On KEIB, Clippers take game one in a rout, 120-97. NFL Colts make Ryan Kelly the highest-paid center after signing a four-year, $50 million extension. Second round at the U.S. Open, Serena Williams beat Margarita Gasparian in straight sets, 6-2, 6-4. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
Kansas high school football teams kick off the season Friday as Marysville entertains Valley Heights. Our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Area teams kicking off the season, Frankfort at Washington County. Hanover travels to Pike Valley. Axtell's at Wheatland. Centralia entertains Rossville. Dealer Odell will host HTRS, and Southern is at Johnson. Blue Valley Randolph has announced cancellation of their first three games of the season, Donovan West, Axtell, and Hanover, due to the COVID-19 outbreak.
If you have the need to watch speed and one night isn't enough, then Jay Husker Racing has what you need. Racing action at the Washington Speedway on Saturday and more on Sunday, including trucks. Hot laps at 7:30 and racing at 8. All at the Washington Speedway, the race place.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. New pandemic relief for agriculture may be back on the table after Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin agreed this week to try to resurrect failed talks with congressional Democrats. He spoke by phone with Speaker Nancy Pelosi after a key Democrat asked him to do so at a House hearing where the secretary cited earlier agreements amid rising public pressure for another try.
Oh, I believe there's enormous agreement on the PPP. I think there's an agreement on money for schools. There may be a difference as to what it is. There's an agreement on enhanced unemployment going forward. There may be a slight disagreement in what the amount is in calculation. I think there's been an agreement on direct payments, as I mentioned earlier. There was even an agreement on postal.
All this gives hope to American Farm Bureau's Ryan Yates as producers continue to struggle with pandemic losses.
We are really hopeful that congressional leaders on both sides can come together and negotiate a package and still find room for additional provisions that are of utmost importance and are of critical need to a variety of producers across the country.
But Mnuchin, Pelosi, and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer remain far apart on top-line numbers and doing a skinny versus comprehensive bill. Mnuchin.
Unfortunately, Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi do not want to sit down at the negotiating table unless we publicly agree on a top line. My own opinion is we should go piece by piece in any area of the legislation we can agree on. We should have the House and the Senate pass.
House Democrats included some agriculture aid in the HEROES Act, which the Senate GOP never took up. Senate Republicans included $20 billion in direct agriculture aid in their latest proposal, while USDA continues to distribute some $34 billion under the earlier CARES Act. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's time again to chat with Larry Steckline with the Steckline Report that we have with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, the old cattle market has rebounded quite a little bit in the last 30 days, more than anybody expected.
Marshall County.
Quite honestly, and so much so that I thought maybe looking at my grass getting browner and browner every day and my old cattle looking for something other than grass for protein, I looked at the market and said, hey, maybe this is the time to sell. I usually keep them another month or two. So I loaded them up and took them to the Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Auction in Salina, Kansas. And here's what happened. The big bunch of 513-pounders brought $1.75. I was pretty happy with that price. Another bunch, almost that big, weighed 584, brought 168. So, you know, with those kinds of prices, I don't think we can complain too much, but it hasn't been that way very much this year, I can guarantee you that. Fat cattle market's been a wreck. I just talked to somebody that sold some cattle 2 weeks ago and lost $220 a head. This old cattle market's really been on the chin since, number one, the fire out of Garden City at the packing plant, and number two, COVID problems. The only place that there's been no problem is higher prices at the grocery store. That's a little upsetting to me. There has not been a direct correlation between what the packers paid for livestock and what the consumer pays for a steak. That's aggravating, but that's the way this system works, because when you're in a system where you sell your cattle and you say, how much will you give me? And when you go to the grocery store, you see a price, you pay it or you leave it. That's that marketing program that kind of smells a little bit. Hey, I want to talk about Cattle on Feed Report on the next Steckline Report.
And that's Larry Steckline with the Steckline Report with our partners at Cake News. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It's a battle between big oil and big corn. And the leader seems to be big oil. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-18. Check out flora.com.
The ethanol battle that has just entered the presidential campaign, thanks to Joe Biden challenging President Trump's handling of the ethanol industry, has pitted big oil against big corn. And of special interest, according to Jeff Cooper, the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, which represents ethanol refiners and corn farmers and everybody involved in the production of ethanol, the small refinery exemptions have been a big problem, jumping from maybe 4 or 5 per year to 30 or 40 per year under the Trump administration. And if that wasn't bad enough, some of the big refineries, the big oil companies, are asking for retroactive exemptions. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on now. We took our, you know, the Renewable Fuels Association and National Corn Growers Association and a few other groups took EPA to court because we believe they were exceeding their statutory authority by granting all of these exemptions. And we took them to court in the 10th Circuit in Denver. And that court agreed with us that EPA had exceeded its authority in granting these exemptions. They overturned 3 specific exemptions and really set a precedent moving forward for evaluating these petitions. And really, one piece of that precedent is the court said, hey, these exemptions were always meant to be temporary. Refineries should not be getting them, you know, every year without question. And they said a refinery shouldn't even really qualify to apply for an exemption unless they can prove that it's an extension, a continuous extension of a previously existing exemption. And so, like I mentioned earlier, there were a few years where only 4 or 5 of these exemptions were given out. So now these refineries are trying to go back in time and say, well, I should have had an exemption in that year so that they can, you know, establish this chain of continuous exemptions and therefore comply with this court decision. So it gets very convoluted and complex, but the bottom line is what they're doing is trying to absurdly exploit a new loophole and remain eligible for these exemptions moving forward.
Jeff Cooper, the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. A chilly 49 degrees, sunshine with light winds this morning. We are just shy a degree of a recent record high set in 2010 of 48. Middle 80s on a warm-up trend today, topping 90 Saturday and mid-90s Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Lewis Roberts' 458-foot home run capped a second five-run inning of the night for Chicago as the White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 11-6 last night. Robert was one of three White Sox to homer in the contest, joining Edwin Encarnacion and Tim Anderson. The White Sox pulled within a half game of the idle Cleveland Indians for the lead in the American League Central. They lead the third-place Twins by only one game. Royals back in action tonight with the White Sox for Game 2 of that series. NASCAR has decided it will not grant COVID-19 relief during the playoffs, meaning a positive coronavirus test will end a driver's championship bid. The playoffs begin Sunday at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina without a safety net for the 16 participants. It's up to each driver to protect themselves from COVID-19, understanding there is no cushion for missing a race. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
A Marshall County kickoff to the 2020 football season as Marysville entertains Valley Heights Friday night. Our feature game live on KNDY. Valley Heights coach Tony Trimble brings the team back from a 7-3 season last year.
I know they lost a lot of seniors from last year, but they got a bunch of kids out for football compared to what we have, and so they always have options of kids to choose from and to push each other and challenge each other for positions. Coach Hoyer does a great job with those guys, and they're a scary football team. They do some things really well, and they're going to be much bigger than us, and they're going to have depth. Depth is a key when your kids may not be in game shape until you actually start playing games. You know, with our low numbers and their depth, that's a concern early on.
Tony Trimble joins us on pregame with additional comments, along with Marysville High football coach Dustin Hoyer.
I think it's going to be a fun matchup. I think that it's two teams that look a lot different on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, and we've got different levels of experience, kids coming back, things like that. We just hope that we use it as a learning experience no matter how it goes, and hopefully our kids are ready to go out and play well. And, you know, we're excited to open up against a team that's got some high expectations because we know that they're going to give us their best effort.
Kansas high school football teams kick off the season Friday as Marysville entertains Valley Heights. Our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Area teams kicking off the season, Frankfort at Washington County. Hanover travels to Pike Valley. Axtell's at Wheatland. Centralia entertains Rossville. Diller O'Dell will host HTRS, and Southern is at Johnson. Blue Valley Randolph has announced cancellation of their first three games of the season, Donovan West, Axtell, and Hanover, due to the COVID-19 outbreak.
If you need usable compost in a hurry, consider Drunken Composting. And no, we haven't had a few too many. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 4th, the 248th day of the year. Broadcasting legend Paul Harvey was born on this day in 1918, and George Eastman branded his roll film company as Kodak in 1888.
If you need to accelerate the decaying process in your compost pile, there's a technique called drunken composting that can kick it into high gear. Make a solution using a tall can of beer, a can of non-diet soda, and 8 ounces of ammonia. Add this into 2 gallons of warm water and stir into your compost pile. If your compost contains a lot of hot or high nitrogen matter, like chicken manure, skip the ammonia. Drunken composting has been known to turn undecayed matter into usable compost in a few weeks. And we'll drink to that. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. More gardening tips online at almanac.com.
Pony Express Match Day. Go to ponyupmarysville.com for updates. They have over 200 contributions so far, totaling nearly $50,000. Doors have been open since 7. The Helvering Center is the location for contributions in person, or you can donate online. Again, ponyupmarysville.com is the website with over 200 contributions thus far, totaling nearly $50,000.
KNDY.
If she was a drink, she'd be single barrel bourbon.